still, pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Sybil Wilson.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
It's Friday, thank God. He got here quicker than you could say Father's Day is equivalent to Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. It's Father's Day weekend. Yep, this is the weekend where your family show you how much they love you, Sybil, by what restaurant they want to celebrate your special day. Your family don't even make reservations for Father's Day. Mother's Day reservations are made months in advance. Father's Day family just walk up to the restaurant and ask the host how long to wait, and is the drive-thru open? Do you know how demeaning it is to celebrate Father's Day in the drive-thru? With your kids reminding you about what's on the menu. Daddy, what you want? And Sybil, you can't order a number one because a number one is for their mother. So they order you a number two, which is some shiggity, no pun intended. They don't even supersize it. Yeah, Father's Day is like Secret Santa at the office. Your family's budget is $20 or less. So we'll go to the mall on a Sunday and see how many men are at kiosks using their gift cards. On stuff they don't even use. Tom Sybil J, my cousin Nardo, damn near 60, and he got a gift card for some proactive last year, like he has acne problems. And this damn fool was trying to use this AARP to try to get a discount. Hey, Tom Sybil J, speaking of the mall, did y'all see the San Antonio mall cops whoop the Miami non-flammable's ass last night?
Non-flammable.
Oh, they didn't have no heat last night. I mean, the Spurs are up 3-1, and it's going to take a miracle or, I'm sorry, that's DC, miracle or Tom Joyner to get off Miami's bandwagon for the Heat to get back. Contender number one, Tom Joyner.
Oh, I knew it was coming.
Hashtag the Joyner Jinx. Hashtag the Jaundice Jinx. Hashtag Sir Jinx-a-Lot. Hashtag Leon Jinx. Hashtag the Slept Rock of Sports. Hashtag the Tony Romo of Radio. Tom, when you get on a bandwagon, it's over. I'd rather carpool with Casey and JoJo.
Wow.
Contender number two, Bill Clinton. Hillary said in her new book that when they left the White House, they were broke. Who knew? And it wasn't Hillary. It was Bill. It was all Bill. It was because Bill didn't pay. It wasn't because of the light bill or the gas bill. It was his tricking bill. Contender number three, Robin Thicke. Come on, Robin. I know you want your wife back, but damn, every song you boo-hooing. I mean, you even named your new album Paula. Can you imagine if singers start naming their album after wives or girlfriends they were trying to get back? Paula. That's like Al Green calling his new album Grits. Or still calling his album Strumpet. Or The Bodyguard. She's going to have to put a restraining order on Robin. He's stalking her. Stevie J, you are the Bama of the week. Week. Right on Father's Day, y'all. How the hell do you owe $1 million in back child support? What in the Evander Holyfield, Antonio Cromartie, Shorty Lowe, Sean Kemp, Shiggity is going on? $1 million? I wonder if Stevie J got a visit by Benzino like he did when he was at the hospital. Remember he got shot, he was taking selfies? Benzino need to go to the jail and take selfies of Stevie J the same way.